I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
All right, we need wake-up call listeners for this one. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. A lot of people wish they were taller, right? There are, especially gentlemen.
Yeah.
Guys, for sure, yeah.
Guys wish they were taller, and now there is a new surgery that is happening in Las Vegas that men are paying upwards to $76,000 for, which involves minor breaks in the leg bones.
What?
Nails and screws, and it will make them taller. Sometimes 6 or 7 inches taller.
No way. No way. This sounds like Frankenstein stuff. How is that possible?
Now, what they do is they make an incision in the bone, and then they break the bone.
Oh, my God.
And then they use screws and stuff to kind of put it back together so that it grows as it's healing. It makes it longer.
But there's only so much bone. Like, what do they do? Is there artificial bone?
No.
Well, then do you grow more bone?
Yeah. I think so.
It stretches the tissue that's connected to the bone, and then after months of physical therapy, once they've reached their desired height, which can be up to 5 or 6 inches taller than the height they had before the procedure. And then a year later, the doctor removes the screws and nails, and the bone and tissue stay permanently stretched from that point forward.
So you need two surgeries and physical therapy.
I was wondering how you didn't just keep growing, but they have to go back in.
Okay, if this was something that was like, you just make a wish and you're 5 to 6 inches, I would be like, yeah, I would definitely do this. As somebody who's 5'9", I would definitely do this.
I don't think you're 5'9".
How tall do you think I am?
5'10 and a half.
You think I'm taller?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
But now, we've talked about this too, because when I was dating and I would put on my dating apps, I would say that I'm 5'11". And then you'd be like, well, why don't you just say you're 6 foot? And it's just like, but I'm not 6 foot.
I'm
5'11". 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Mike from El Dorado Hills, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Would you do this procedure?
You know, I think I definitely would, man. Look, I'm only 5'5", and I have a hard time with dating men, to be honest.
With dating men?
No, dating men.
No.
Comma, man. Because women prefer taller guys.
Yeah, pretty much that's what I always get.
5'5 is kind of short.
I mean, 5'5 is short.
So would you actually do this? Did you hear all the details?
I think that it's worth the time. And
oh, my God.
And, I mean, what's a few months of suffering, you know what I mean?
What's a few months of suffering? Did you hear that sentence you just said? What's a few months of... Okay, all right, so...
But maybe you can't really appreciate what it's like to be his height.
Okay, well then let's take the pain and suffering out of it. Would you pay $75,000 for it?
I would save that up, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, the money part of it seems like if you have the money, then of course you'd spend the money on it. I would imagine the pain and suffering part is what would steer more people away.
Who has $75,000?
I'm saying if you have the money.
If you have the money, guess what you don't care about? Being short.
I mean,
money can buy you everything, including happiness.
766-1065. Sarah from Midtown, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you said that this is something that your husband might like to do, or maybe you'd prefer your husband to do it?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's talked about it. I kind of would like him to do it. I mean, he's pretty short, and he's lost a lot of weight recently, and he kind of looks like a little boy.
How tall is he?
He is 5'4"
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you gave him the half.
Yeah, the half for sure.
So how much weight did he lose? How big was he?
He lost, like, I think it was about 45 pounds.
Okay.
Oh my God. So now he, what does he look like, a jockey?
He looks a lot littler.
Okay, but you would want your husband to have to go through all that pain?
Well, I mean, he's kind of on board with it as well.
So you're saying, like, you would support him in doing this? Or would you want him to, or you want him to?
Why, kind of both.
Really?
Wow. Now, okay, let me ask you this.
I can never wear heels.
Oh, because
I can't wear heels. Is that, would you say then that his stature is the least attractive thing about him to you?
No, there's
maybe.
other attractive things.
Yeah, what else is out there?
I mean, you didn't mind his height when you married him, or you were willing to overlook it.
I get it. Overlooked it.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.